Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sheila Mohammed is the Executive Director of Amnesty International South Africa. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Shanila. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So it is obviously, and our last interview as well, just a few moments ago, we were talking about the incredible humanitarian crisis that is unfolding in Ukraine, the amount of refugees, displaced people. It is just absolutely horrific to watch. How does Amnesty International actually... I mean, it's almost impossible to quantify this, to quantify it to are you documenting it? Are you trying to get involved? How does it work? It must be an incredibly difficult task.
Well, absolutely, Howard. But, you know, in crisis moments like these, the gathering of evidence is so critical to bring those that are accountable for human rights violations and, you know, for such massive destruction to account. And, you know, as you rightly say, Russia's actions have unleashed a humanitarian rights catastrophe in Ukraine. In just 4 weeks, I mean, we've seen livelihoods, lives, homes, infrastructure destroyed. So what Amnesty has done is that we have sent through teams of our, what we call our crisis teams. They are on the ground, both in Ukraine and Russia, and they have been documenting, you know, what has been, the levels of human rights violations and destructions. I mean, you know, it's just been horrendous. And our Ukraine office, our director is still in Ukraine. So the staff is still there. So together with the Amnesty Crisis Team, we are documenting. Because, you know, what we are saying as Amnesty, that what has happened in Ukraine may constitute war crimes under international law, and Amnesty is determined that there is justice for these crimes. And so in order for justice, we need to provide essential evidence which can be used to hold perpetrators to account.
Yeah, I guess that becomes very important later on. And in fact, we spoke earlier with a professor from the University of South Africa as well, trying to understand what constitutes war crimes and if this can be. And it certainly, on so many levels, appears to be. And obviously, we're sitting quite far away. We're also exposed to the media that we are exposed to. But even on the face of it, it certainly does seem as though there are war crimes being committed. What was interesting as well that you mentioned, and I'd like your thoughts on that, is it seems to be that there's been a shift from war crimes being prosecuted on governments versus individuals, and it's shifted to the individual, which obviously makes it much more personal and makes people much more responsible for their own actions.
Absolutely. And you know, the other thing is, I mean, you know, when we talk about war crimes, what we're saying is that, you know, that under international law, you know, what Ukraine has done is a violation of the United Nations Charter. And it's what we call an act of aggression that is a crime under international law. And so basically, what we're doing now is we're gathering the evidence in order to support that claim that we are making, that this is definitely a crime against humanity. And, you know, the shift to individuals is not actually new, Howard. I mean, we've seen it happening before, and we've seen the International Criminal Court target individuals as well. But in this case, you know, it's such a huge violation. I mean, what Amnesty has already documented, for example, is the use of banned cluster munition. Now, again, this is a war crime under international law. You are not allowed to use these where there is a civilian population. So, you know, there's a number of war crimes that have been committed by Russia against the people of Ukraine. And, you know, it's really important that they are being brought to account because, you know, innocent people are dying. Over 2 million people now have crossed over seeking refuge in other countries. So, you know, Ukraine as we know it no longer stands.
It's absolutely, absolutely horrific. Does Amnesty International have a presence there? How easy is it for you to mobilize to be in a region where this type of thing is happening?
Well, we do have a presence there. We had an office there, and in fact, we still have an office there. And the staff from that office is still in Ukraine. They have not left. And like I said earlier, they are working with our crisis team who have been sent down in order to document the rights violations. We also had have an office in London, in Russia, but we've had to evacuate a lot of our staff from there because there were clampdowns on them. But we do have some presence in Russia, but our office in Ukraine and our staff in Ukraine is still there. And they are so brave, Howard, under such horrendous conditions. They are focused on gathering evidence and just providing amnesty with the documentation it needs while their own lives, I mean, remember, this is their country, this is their home, while their own lives have been shattered by this horrendous act of aggression.
It is just absolutely horrific. And of course, as you say, you know, we'd think of it as, well, they, excuse me, just their documenting, but in fact placing themselves in tremendous danger for something that is important even for afterwards, because hopefully that prevents another event like this, and it prevents others or disencourages others from acting in the same way. So we wish everybody safety and hope that that they are able to do the work that they need to do. Shanila Mohammed, Executive Director of Amnesty International South Africa, talking to us about their response to the Ukraine war.